My name is Abdikani Muhammad, and food justice in a lot of ways can tie to many things in life, and it's also a concerning issue because for some people it's not something to be played with. It's a matter of life and death, and the growing population of Seattle can be looked at as a sign because each year we have newer people coming in. Like myself, I came from Somalia in 2008 and have not been here that long. And the first few years with my mom was kind of difficult because without a car, my mom would have to take the bus to go grocery shopping. And she at the time did not speak English very well. So that made it more difficult. And the fact that the grocery stores were not close to where we lived kind of made it harder. But one thing I learned growing up in Seattle the past few years I've been here is the fact that there are more convenience stores in every block, but not a single grocery store nearby. The place where I live in Delridge is considered a food desert, which means there's no grocery stores. And families with no way to go that far to go buy simple things as produce and healthy meals for their families have it hard because their kids get exposed to eating all those junk foods, McDonald's, other fast food restaurants, and that kind of impacts them in their education, how they learn, because they fall behind, they lack behind other students who have the access to good, healthy food that helps your body out, that stimulates your brain, that gets you to think, and that gives you that nutrition for your brain to work at as it should. That's why I said food justice is a really concerning issue, and it connects to most things in life. For the Seattle Globalist, I am Abdikani Muhammad.